Jim, 226 to 222 defeats at Dublin. Your season's over. What's your thoughts after that?
Yeah, disappointed, Ryan, obviously. You know, I suppose it's hard to reflect now because it's so early, but like on reflection, just didn't do enough in the games in terms of consistency. I think you're trying to arrive with as many healthy bodies as possible, and that's, I suppose, a big part of it. We tried to do that today, but we didn't have enough in the tank. That's just the bottom line. I think the kickouts were a big part of it. Like, you know, our own kickout wasn't firing the way it normally would. Dublin did well on their own. They were getting them out over the top very, very early. That was stretching us, which was allowing them to get the short ones away as well. They were asking both questions. We were probably down about 50% over the course of the game, which isn't enough. Like, you need to be definitely, you know, tipping 60, 65, maybe 70. Some of the teams are 80 over the weekend there, and doing a really good job. And if you're not, you're chasing your tail. You're trying to work off scraps, you know. And in fairness, we did do that. The positive today would be the fact that, you know, they kept on going. And Michael's two-pointer at the end of normal time to pull the game back, you know, that was real good courage from that point of view. So that would be the positive. But certainly my initial thought would be we didn't do enough within the game to win the game.
Were you frustrated with the melee that developed after that? And, you know, because you ended up losing two players, lost two big men as well.
Yeah, well, we lost three actually because we'd just taken Huey off, so that had a big impact on it, you know. Yeah, listen, it didn't help matters, that's for sure, you know. And then you don't know what's going to happen when you're in the dressing room. You don't know what's going to happen when you're out of the dressing room. It affects how you pick the team for the start of extra time, all of that type of stuff. So it was kind of a wait and see situation, and he brandished four black cards, you know. And so we can't have any complaints with that either. Well, you have to leave three up the fields, like, so when you have two men down, like, it's hard enough with 11 with the new rules. If you have two men down, it's literally people are just eyeing up the person that's most fatigued, and they're looking for 1v1s, and that's what happened. Like, you know, people were, you know, they were trying their best, they were trying to get there, they were trying to do everything, but, you know, you had some of the Dublin players there that were fresh on as subs, lining up fellas that had played the whole game. That's a tough spot to be in.
He still had a couple of goals, and Shane Malone had a goal chance early, and he had another one he tried to cut across. Did you need a goal?
I don't think so. You know, even the first one, I thought he maybe could have flicked it over the bar, to be honest with you. Like, the other one was clear goal-scoring opportunity. Max had a brilliant turnover, and then we just give the ball away right away on the back of it. Like, you know, that would have brought it back to, I'm not sure, maybe a point or 2 points at that stage. So, all those bits and pieces. But at the end of the day, Max is a teenager. Shea is just out of his teenage years. You know, there's a lot of lads like that are finding their way as well, and they'll learn a lot from the performance today.
Jim, just on the losses themselves, you just mentioned there, the gas and tank energy was probably the core impact of the problem. What do you put that down to?
Say it again, sorry.
Just the losses that haven't worked for you this year, you've probably said that there that it's energy and heaviness that probably was the core impact of the problem. What do you put that down to?
Well, I don't want to take away from Dublin in the same way I don't want to take away from Down, but like, there is no real training going on. That's the reality, and I don't think there's any training going on in any county. As I said last time we were in this room, you know, you're trying to manage it and you're trying to have enough fellas to arrive on this stage, but there isn't really any training going on. People are just trying to be managed. They're trying to get a wee bit done here and there. So there's a wee bit of a, you never really know where you stand, I suppose, is a better way of saying it. Whereas, like, you know, the last time I was in this job, you would have 3 weeks or 4 weeks between a game. You would be able to get them down, you'd be able to build them up, and you would know where people were at and stuff. So that is a big part of it, and you have to do that. You have to be really careful with them, because there's a lot of serious injuries happening, like the hamstring injuries that are happening. I would say there's an epidemic throughout the country in terms of the looking for surgeons. It's just off the charts. So you have to just manage that, and you have to try and make sure that you're on the safe side of it, because the new rules are just, you know, asking so much of the players. Maybe from an explosive point of view, we make it 30-35% more intensity in the games than would have been there before the new rules. The players are the same. They haven't changed. So the subs, the number of subs hasn't changed. So something's going to give. So you just have to be a wee bit more conservative in your approach, and you've got to try and get people right as many days as possible. And I think if you look at, say, all of the games in the Championship, there's hardly a team in the country that hasn't been caught in reality. We've been caught a couple of times, but that's just that you're trying to get as many things right as possible off the field.
Yeah, it's something you're trying to do yourself when you kind of swap pushing the line kind of bottom on a half time. It almost seemed like that was the game plan for yourselves.
Yeah, we're trying. Yeah, we're trying to do that. We're trying to look at everybody. To be honest with you, every single player. You know, you'll have a read on the minutes that they've trained over the last period of time, the expected minutes that they would have in their tank, and you're trying to strategize then to get the most out of people the best possible way.
Is there anything then, I suppose, looking forward, I suppose, knowing this now, incorporate?
We knew it all year. Like, you know, this is just the world that we're in. This is the world that we're living in now, and that's just what you have to got to get used to. You know, it's just trying to be as smart as possible and clever as possible, but it's definitely not a straight line. There's ups and downs in that process, and you have to try and get as many things right as possible. And I know for a fact that every other team is in the exact same, they're in the exact same boat, you know.
Jim, you made a call beforehand, obviously, to put Gavin
Again, similar situation, you know, and I suppose Sean, to be fair to him, has been pushing through with a bit of pain all year, and we've been trying to get him right all year, and he's been battling away, and you know, that's kind of had a bit of an impact on him, and we'll probably need to go in, get him looked at again now. You know, it's been a tough year for Sean. We've been trying to get him right. He had a surgery on the back of the All-Ireland, and it's been complicated. It hasn't been easy, and we've been trying to manage him, get him in, get him out, and we felt that we had to put him in last week, you know, because if we were going to use him, that, you know, we wanted to do that, you know, before knockout football, and that was really, really the thinking. But Gavin had done really well up to that point, so it's a bit like the last conversation. You're trying to manage all of that, Colin.
You left here in March as league champions, having beaten Kerry comprehensively. You beat them again, but to lose three championship games out of four, that's not something you would have expected at this stage.
No, definitely not, Colin. Definitely not. Definitely not. No, you know, there's a lot of talented players in that dressing room there, and they've shown that. They've shown that throughout the course of the last number of years. It's consistency. It's consistency, and I think that previous conversation ties in with that a wee bit. Everybody's trying to find the magic formula, if you like, but it's really, really the consistency of that and trying to marry those two things. And I've never come in here and not put my hands up when it's not there and the performance is not there. Then you just say the performance is not there and we have to go away now, and we have to look at absolutely everything again, you know, and that's where we're at.
Jim, what was it like watching that second half? Because Dublin were throwing punches at you, but they couldn't quite catch you or get in front. And I think it took Jason Gee the last 10 minutes to step up with a big two-pointer and then a big one. On the sideline, you're looking in and the legs do seem to be gone from you at that stage. That must have been...
Yeah, no, listen, we spoke about it, Tommy, in the dressing room, that we were going to be in a battle today. We could beat last weekend. That will always have an impact on a group. And we just said this is going to be a battle. And if it is a battle, it is a battle. If things go well for us, then things go well for us. But expect to be in a battle. So there was nobody thinking anything other than that at half time, and even, you know, at extra time, going into the last phases of the game, just trying to stay in the game and manage the game. But it does become, it's not a game anymore. Like, it's just chaos. You're trying to get fellas in, you're trying to get fellas out, who's got what in the tank, and you're trying to manage a multitude of things at that stage, you know. And so there's so much up in the air at that stage. All control is gone, if you want a better word. All control is gone. And then obviously we had a couple of big men on the sideline as well that kind of, you know, disrupted everything we spoke about at halftime.
Just to go back to last weekend, like, even look at Armagh, the last seconds they lost against Loudoun, I think you were in control a couple minutes ago, maybe against Cork. It had such a defining impact on Dewey this week in terms of, I suppose, energy and maybe even confidence.
Yeah, no, absolutely, 100%. Like, and there was a lot of decisions in that game, like, you know, that were sort of marginal and they could have went either way. And if they didn't go the other way, that you were in the quarter final, and that's reality. But you know, that's football at the minute. There's, you know, there'd be a sad story every day if we go down that road. That's just the reality. It's just it's not as straightforward as it was. There's no line of form anymore, Tommy. That day's gone. It's, as I say, it's about arriving in the right moment and trying to make it happen. We've seen that last year through the championship, and we're seeing it this year as well.
Just the last one, bring it back to extra time, and it's a great boost for you going in. Did you know or suspect that Mark McGann was going to dish out four black cards? I know you can't know for sure, but that was a huge blow to this Mark McGann.
No, definitely no. No, we didn't know. We didn't know in the sense that it's all up in the air. You're something can happen here, you know. So yeah. There was a number of people involved in that, and you just have to wait to see what decisions are going to be made before you go about. So no, you can't legislate for that. All you can do is assume, and then put the game plan together, and then 30 seconds later, your game plan's up in the air.
Yeah,